Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Well, America, Lee, is the great Satan, as you know.
Oh, that's what they say.
Right. Well, specifically, that's what Democrat Hank Johnson said.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like Iran or North Korea or something.
No. America. Okay. Yeah, all right. America, of course. We'll let Hank Johnson explain on that podcast. America is the great Satan.
Yeah, we are the world's number one bully, and we're using our immense, unrivaled power to rule over those who have less power. And we're doing it with impunity. And this sends a shocking message to the world that America is indeed the great hand of Satan or something like that. I mean, America under the Trump regime is demonstrating that that moniker was entirely accurate. The great Satan. That's what we have become in this country.
Now, he's mad about the assassinations of highly valuable future Democrat voting narco terrorists. He's mad about that. Yeah. He says, so we have so much power and we bully the narco terrorists. It's really not fair. So we are the great Satan. Never mind the 3,000 strikes that Barack Obama did with more than 500 double tap strikes. That was not us wielding power, as you know. Although, oddly, those people were just as dead at the end.
They do share that in common, don't they?
They do share that in common. But maybe it didn't hurt as much. I don't know. So, yeah, great Satan. And you know what I love about this? You so rarely have Democrats actually tell you how much they hate America. And we know they hate America. You can tell by the stuff they do. But like go ahead and lay it all out there for us. Tell us how you really feel, Hank. Now remember, this is the guy who was afraid he was afraid to expand our U.S. military base. I think it was a Marine base. I think on Guam because Guam and island might tip over.
Right. Yeah.
Nippur. I think it was a general that was in that test.
He just
was like, what? Trying to be respectful of a member of Congress.
And trying real hard. I mean, you know, military leaders are known for their discipline. So I'm sure it took a lot.
No, it'll be okay. We can add on to the base without Guam tipping over. It's going to be all right. Good. Yeah. I'd have been like, this thing about islands tipping over, not really a thing. We can't really pinpoint any other time that's really happened.
I think that the congressman may have missed that geography class.
Yeah. And a couple of physics classes,
that
perhaps?
That too, yes.
Yeah. But, great Satan, he says. So, meanwhile, folks need to pay attention to this. I've been warning about this for a while, and it's heating up again. And this really is incredible. Judge Boasberg, who, like, no law ever meant anything to this man. This is the guy who issued the spy warrants for whoever the Democrats wanted to spy on. Remember Jack Smith, the persecutor, because you can't really call him a prosecutor, wrote a memo saying constitutionally he did not have the ability to spy on the entire Republican Party, including the speaker and the leadership, but he was going to do it anyway. And Judge Boasberg's like, great idea, rubber stamp, that guy. The one who they ran Arctic Frost through when they decided they wanted to surveil the whole party to see if there was anything they could use to put them in prison. That Judge Boasberg. Yeah, well, he's back. And he's arguing that, get this, can you imagine if this was ever to stand? He has the right to appoint a special prosecutor, a judge, mind you, a federal judge, D.C. Circuit judge, to appoint a special prosecutor to prosecute Tom Homan, Kristi Noem, who's the head of the Department of Homeland Security, and some of their underlings.
Now, wait a minute. I thought he was in the judiciary.
Mm-hmm.
He's a judge. That's
right, not the president.
Not a prosecutor or an executive.
His own special independent prosecutor. He says he can do it. He is planning to do this, he says. So here's what happened. Remember St. Kilmar, patron saint of wife beaters everywhere?
Oh, yeah, the Maryland father?
Yes, and child human trafficker.
Right, exactly, yeah.
That creep. Okay, so, and remember the Democrats wanted him back badly. They wanted to bring him home. The only problem is he's an illegal immigrant and his actual home is El Salvador. And the Venezuelans at the time, too, that they were flying out of the country, and Boasberg said, no, turn the plane around, bring him back. We were already in international whatever, and so we didn't turn the plane around. So he's still mad that Trump officials didn't turn the plane around. So he wants to put them in prison for defying his orders. The only problem is that higher courts have now ordered, have now ruled that he didn't even actually have the jurisdiction to make that ruling. But he is saying since the order that he didn't have the jurisdiction to make that ruling happened after he ordered the planes turned around, they defied his orders. Ergo, he has the ability to appoint a special prosecutor to try Tom Homan, Kristi Noem, and others. So have you noticed a pattern here? Whoever's effective in the Trump administration, who they haven't managed to flip or turn, mm-hmm. they want to put in prison.
Yep.
Whether it's Pete Hegseth, Kristi Noem, Tom Homan. It would make me feel a lot better if they wanted to put Kash Patel and Dan Bongino in prison. That would be good news at this point. But they don't seem to. So, I don't know. Keep your eye on those two. So, he's actually moving forward on this. And he's having a hearing next week. Now, in case you're wondering where this cockamamie idea came from, it's been the Democrat plan all along. Here's Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar.
Well, if the administration won't do it themselves, a court does have the power to refer it to the Justice Department, mentioned by Judge Boasberg here. But also, if the Justice Department won't do anything, a court can actually appoint a prosecutor on their own, an outside prosecutor, because they have the power to hold people in contempt. And that may be the people that did the deporting. It may be the secretary who's responsible for this. But they have the right to do this.
That's Amy Klobuchar on CNN months ago saying they were going to do this. And I love the response here from Dana Bash because her eyes get really wide.
Forgive me. I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying.
Sorry, I didn't mean to hit that.
Forgive me. I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying correctly, which is that you believe that the federal courts, maybe a district court, I'm not sure you can tell me if the Supreme Court could even do this, should hold key administration officials in contempt if they continue to defy the Supreme Court, which I'm guessing you see.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
yes,
the way our
should.
Law works. They, yes.
I'm not sure our law works that way.
No.
But anyway, he's going for it. He thinks he can put Kristi Noem in prison. So we'll see for defying his orders. Holy cow. Hey, did you see this? Brevard County, Florida. I'm watching it again. You know, every once in a while, planes have to land on the highway.
Yeah, that was scary.
Yeah, but the problem is the car wasn't out of the way. So
yes.
The plane landed on the car.
Yeah, yeah. The plane did impact top of that vehicle, and it was pretty badly damaged. I don't think anyone died, but I think they were certainly injured in the vehicle.
Can you imagine, out of nowhere, a plane lands
yeah,
on
exactly.
your, you're like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was nuts.
Well, and I think that the people in the plane survived, but that's
That's desperation right now. Yeah. It looked really desperate because they're landing. And I mean, that is, it's the road's pretty packed. I mean,
yeah,
it's, yeah, there's a lot of cars on it. So
it's one thing to try to get out of the way of those 18 wheelers. But, you know, when it's a Piper Cherokee or whatever coming in for an emergency landing, you got to. Yeah. But, you know, that poor driver there would have had no way of knowing because it came up behind them and on top of them. So, you know, obviously, if I saw a plane trying to descend in front of me, I would certainly slow down, get out of the way and give them the right of way there. But boy, when it's coming up behind you, you know, you don't exactly see that in your rearview mirror.
Yeah, well, you know what? If I was driving that car, I would probably forget the damage. I'd have a heart attack. I think I would absolutely, literally have a heart attack. Can you imagine seeing that thing land on top of you
and then
kind of jump past the car and you're just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's really cool about that? There's actually something cool about that. Everything gets caught on these dash cams now.
Oh yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, beware of that if you're going to road rage here in the upstate. Just beware. You're probably on candid camera.
It fascinates me. And that's one of the things that I waste time with watching is these dash cam things. And you see all the accidents and the police chases and everything. It's amazing that anything gets by without being on a camera these days.
I know. And that's why, you know, I've been arguing, I'm really fascinated with this idea of, I really don't think you can kill anyone anymore and get away with it in the police unless the police don't want to expend the, you know, energy to catch you.
You mean like the failure to identify and pursue the DC bomber?
Yeah, like,
RNC
like
and
that.
DNC back in, you know, 2021. Yeah, okay.
Not Which sure. It turns out if you – and you can see this tweet on – I'm just waiting for this to kind of explode and catch on. I don't know. But the that House subcommittee on January 6th, they put out a tweet saying, look, the FBI had this information. They knew who the pipe bomber was on April 2021. Like, they knew, and they didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And they proved it by comparing the affidavit to another piece of information they were able to extract from the FBI about – the problem was this guy, the bomber, was on the phone – on video with a timestamp. So that is a slam dunk for the cell phone tower geolocation. Like, wow, we not only know where he is, we know he's on the phone. We know he had a phone.
Yeah.
We know the exact 10 minutes he was on the phone. This is not hard stuff.
No.
So something's up with that.
Yeah,
Lee.
That's
something up. And now we're finding out that he's a furry.
What's the deal with these people that are have that type of affinity for that type of fantasy and violence? I don't get it.
They're pedophilic. That's the whole thing of that. He loved My Little Pony. He was a brony. And
that's a thing, brony?
Yes, it's a kind of furry.
Okay.
You know what? I shouldn't even know this, okay? I shouldn't even know this, but there's been so many shooters. I mean, look, go back to the Annunciation Catholic School shooting. Same thing.
Yeah.
Furry. And when you go on that, when you look at the guy who killed Charlie Kirk, same thing. His boyfriend, same thing. Let me tell you what's going on here. These sites are pedophilic. And what it is that if you watch pedophilic cartoons, it's not illegal. Believe it or not, it's not illegal. And so that's what, like, Tyler Robinson, his boyfriend, all of them, they were all into it. The weird 70-year-old who weirdly shows up at that Utah campus throws police off the chase by saying, oh, it's me, it's me.
That he shot Charlie Kirk?
Yeah, me, I did it. Somehow had presence of mind to do that. It turns out he was on those boards, those chats. He's a pedophile too. They caught him with kid images on his phone. So he's, by the way, going to prison for that too, for all of that pedophile stuff on his phone. There is a weird, furry, pedophile, shooter, nexus thing going on here.
Boy, I feel like I need to take a shower now.
I do too. I feel very gross. I feel awful.
Boy. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, a man, and by the way, it's a very transgender community too. This particular community he was involved with, it's like, it's very genderless. Like, so that's the whole point, is these people who are kind of trans or genderless will gather around in the community and they, never mind. I can't even explain. I don't know, but whatever. It's almost as if somebody were recruiting them in these chat rooms. I don't know what the odds are, right?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Lines are open because it is the 9 o'clock hour. Give us a call. Same number as the text line, 800-905-0989. All the topics so far this week are back on the table, and the topics for the show as well. 800-905-0989. I'll let Tim rack him and stack him. And we'll get started with this, something we should have started months ago. Ilhan Omar has long been thought to have committed immigration fraud, as did 75% of the Somali immigrants in Minnesota, according to Kristi Noem. She said that last week at a cabinet meeting. Newsmax puts it at least 50% after talking to the Department of Homeland Security. Whatever the case, they had Tom Homan on yesterday.
Trump mentioning the Daily Mail reporting from 2020 that Ilhan Omar married her brother to get into the country. This was last week. Take a listen.
Look at their nation. Look how bad their nation is. It's not even a nation. It's just people walking around killing each other. They've taken billions and billions of dollars. They have a representative, Ilhan Omar, who they say married her brother. It's a fraud.
Calls that a fraud. It's a story that has never been successfully refuted, even though it's now a five-year-old story. That's clearly a deportable offense. Is there an investigation into that?
You know, I just got advised by a fraud investigator the other day on that. I asked the question, who reviewed the file, and says, there was immigration fraud involved. The statute of limitations became an issue in the last 4 years when this was first brought up. Who was president? Who run DOJ? So pulling the records now, pulling the files, and we're looking at it. But this fraud investigator, who I know personally, one of the best fraud investigators in HSI, Homeland Security Investigations, said there's no doubt he reviewed the file. So I'm running that down this week, matter of fact, and we'll see.
So they may not be able to charge her, statute of limitations, but if you commit immigration fraud and you can prove it, they may be able to send her back. Wouldn't that be amazing? Folks, this is so in your face. Now, to contrast this with Donald Trump, remember, who used a common accounting tactic, and then the legislature of New York, no less than the legislature of New York, went back and changed the law specifically so they could prosecute him. That's how far they had to go to find something to prosecute Donald Trump. Meanwhile, Ilhan Omar, walking around, sponsors the bill that gets rid of all the fraud controls on these grants. Then is seen, I mean, folks, there's only 24 people here so far who've been convicted, right? Is seen running around with them after sponsoring that and getting passed through Congress. I mean, come on. And then when she's asked about fraud controls and, you know, like, how did this happen? Well, you know, it was during COVID and maybe, you know, things were a little hairy then. And maybe, you know, we just didn't have all the fraud controls in place. I mean, maybe we just really didn't. Yeah, because you stripped them. It couldn't be any more obvious. So in other words, she knows how this happened because she wrote the bill to do it. Take a listen. And yet somehow these people are never prosecuted.
Can you shed any light on why the fraud got so out of control in Minnesota?
I think what happened is that, you know, when you have these kind of new programs that are designed to help people, you're oftentimes relying on third parties to be able to facilitate. And I just think that a lot of the COVID programs that were set up, they were set up so quickly that a lot of the guardrails did not get created.
No, she literally set the program up with a bill that stripped the guardrails. Oh, you cannot make this up. You cannot make this up. Okay. Let's jump in with Chuck. He's at Mills Village, North Carolina. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, I'm doing fine. Mills River, yeah. I just wanted to, I agree. We should stop bullying Russia. I'm sorry, I heard you play that. America being the big bully. And here we are, supposedly, I say, if he's saying we're bullies, we should stop bullying Russia and just let them do what they want to do. Just like everybody else in the world. If he thinks we're bullies, such bullies, I agree. We can't be the world's policemen. But to a certain extent, I'm sure he would disagree with not bullying Russia, maybe not. But thank you for all you do and all the homework you put out there for us. You do your work, and we appreciate it every morning.
Well, thank you,
Tara.
Thank you so much, Chuck. That means a lot. I genuinely appreciate it. It is a slog daily, and I genuinely appreciate that you listen. All right. Got more on the line. Something we're kind of trying till Christmas. We're going to, unless something crazy happens, do the 9 o'clock hour as a call-in hour around the news. Give me a call. 800-905-0989. We'll be right back. 800-905-0989 is the number to call into the show. Love to hear from you. All the topics of the week that were back on the table. Love to hear your opinion on just about everything going on. Okay, Trump hits Pennsylvania.
President Trump kicking off his affordability tour, telling the assembled crowd of Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania, in the northeastern part of the state, that Democrats are the cause for the high prices and pledging to bring them down.
I have no higher priority than making America affordable again. That's what we're going to do. And again, they caused the high prices and we're bringing them down. It's a simple message. And we're bringing those prices down rapidly. Lower prices, bigger paychecks. You're getting lower prices, bigger paychecks. We're getting inflation. We're crushing it.
Yeah, that's not going to work. Here's the problem. This is what caused the problem in the first place. You can't lower prices. You can lower the growth in prices. You can bring it into a historically normal range, which he's already done. I mean, this is a guy who handed off Joe Biden a 2.3% inflation rate, which is very historic. It's actually slightly historically low. And Joe Biden blew it out to a 9% rate and blamed Vladimir Putin. Jim Howe. Now it's Trump's fault. Remember when all the Democrats were telling us it was Putin's fault, Putin's fault, Putin? For the inflation while they printed like drunken sailors? Yeah. He shouldn't say that because he can't do it. And that's how we ended up here in the first place. He said it was going to be a golden age. Prices were going to come down right away. I don't know why he has to go so extreme on the campaign trail, but this is what's killing him. And it's not happening. And since he said it would happen right away on the campaign trail, people are beginning to despair. And they shouldn't. Because I'm telling you, if you look at the past history, and this is what he should say. Look, the first year of my last presidency, I have to work really hard to undo the damage Democrats did. The second year is always amazing. And it was. Oh my gosh, the economy was unbelievable. They had to unleash COVID to kill it. I can't imagine what it would have been by year four. Honestly, it really would have been a golden era. And I fully expect it will be by year four of this administration. You can't bring down prices. You can for some things like gas prices with energy policy over time. Yes, you can. But to bring, and that may take a little bit out of other prices, sure. And he's going to do that over time. But you can't tell people this. You're not going to have prices down by the midterms. I don't know why he's doing it. Okay, this is better. Oh, by the way, there's another reason you don't want to say that. Because if you actually physically brought prices down, well, I'll let Taylor Riggs of Fox Business explain.
Here's the issue. If you want prices to come down, that's deflation. That typically happens when we're in a big economic recession. So I'm not sure we want prices to come down.
No.
That means demand has collapsed and we're in a recession.
Yes.
So you want the rate of the price increases to absolutely slow to, let's say, on average, below 2%.
Already there.
But if prices are falling, that means that there's something more worrisome going on in the economy. Jamie Dimon, I would say, I think is spot on.
So, all right. So here's what's going on. Okay. Joe Biden increased prices 29% in 4 years. That is just a gut punch for the American people. He needs to remind them of that constantly. The only way to fix that is to, one, bring prices into a historically normal inflationary range. He's already done it. Number two, increase their wages to help them catch up. And we've seen that a little over 2% wage increase for blue collar workers and 1% wage increase across the board for everyone. We aren't even a full year into this. I mean, this is ridiculous. I don't know how the party of 9% inflation, Putin did it, is managing to put this on us. But whatever, we need to fight back. This was better messaging.
During the campaign style rally in the state Trump won by a narrow margin last year, the president reminded the crowd of the 40-year high inflation under Joe Biden.
You know, they always have a hoax. The new word is affordability. So they look at the camera and they say, this election is all about affordability. Democrats talking about affordability is like Bonnie and Clyde preaching about public safety. And they are really truly the enemy of the working class when they do it.
Yeah, you're going to have to keep that up. You really are. And please don't tell them you're going to lower prices. You're not going to lower prices. It's not going to happen. And here's really what he's up against.
A new Fox News poll shows a majority of voters say the economy is in poor or fair condition, and Trump is responsible for the condition. 76% say that the economic conditions are good or poor, and 62% blame President Trump. Now, Trump's address last night in Pennsylvania, part of an effort by his administration to change that messaging on the economy. As many blame as tariffs for the increase in some prices, guys.
I said it yesterday. I'll say it again today. The road to the midterm started last night in Pennsylvania.
Sure did.
This is the same game as last time, too. They spent literally 4 years telling us, oh, tariffs, raising prices. And at the end, Wall Street Journal does an article when he's safely out of office. Oh, look, Trump's tariffs didn't raise prices. We heard, right? We heard about that for like 4 years. And they worked so well, Joe Biden kept them. Now, when Joe Biden kept the tariffs, did we hear about they were raising prices? No, went away right away. Even in the Wall Street Journal. It was the damnedest thing. There are these quasi-Republicans I listen to on a talk show. And they were hysterical for four straight years about how tariffs were going to raise prices. It was an immutable rule of the universe. And literally, he's gone. It's really sad. He's in the helicopter. He's flying away. Wall Street Journal does the article, and they're like, wow, it didn't raise prices. Yeah, they're going to do that again. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, our gas is, this is $69 a gallon. In Denver, Colorado. I doubt it's that. I don't know what this means. Working at a grocery store, the prices are going down. No, I have no doubt about it. Like, for instance, eggs are a key ingredient. A lot of stuff, those have gone down. So, yeah, I think you're probably seeing some prices go down. But overall, are prices going to go down? No. And the thing is, American people don't understand inflation. And it's not their fault. They just weren't taught it in school. They are conflating inflation with prices. It's two different things. Inflation is with us all the time. It's not the end of the world. It's, you know, if you keep it historically low, like, you know, definitely under 3%, closer to 2. I mean, it's what we've been living with for years. It's not, I wish we didn't have it. It's from money printing, but not the end of the world. And so people have conflated high inflation, high prices. It's not the same thing. And if you get rid of inflation, do you lower prices? No, they'd stay the same. You don't want to go into a stagflationary environment. Trust me. That is bad. If Trump's saying, well, I'm going to lower prices, I'm like, you're going to cause a recession? It's just, he can't say this stuff because people are going to think we're going to get to midterms. It's that prices are not going to be lower, or maybe a few things will be lower and it'll look like he failed. I don't understand who wrote this. Oh, 169 in Denver? 169? Really? Not 269? Huh. Time for a road trip to Denver. I always want to go to Colorado anyway. I heard it's beautiful there. Texture writes, Trump's tariffs destroyed the American farmer or breadbasket. No. China retaliating against Trump's tariffs have put a lot of strain on the American farmer. You know what that means? We shouldn't depend on China. That's what that means. Texter writes, if you commit a crime 5 years ago, how does it magically become no crime in 5 years and a day? Ridiculous. Call statute of limitations. It's kind of a nightmare. I've never liked statute of limitation, but whatever. And finally, if they send Omar back, are they taking all of her money? Well, I certainly hope so. At least what she stole. All right. We'll be right back. 800-905-0989. Folks, it's the system that Larry Fink, the World Economic Forum, and the EU want most. China already has it. They're jealous. They'll do anything, anything to get this system. And now they're coming at it with you, I'm sorry, they're coming at you with it from multiple different directions. And this online child online safety, who could be against that? Bipartisan effort, which is the first sign something is deeply wrong. When you look at who's pushing this, it's all the right doofuses. And poor Katie Brittman, Republican senator, wearing her cross on her chest on Fox News this morning, telling you she can't raise her own kid. She needs her government to do it for her. She just can't control what they see online. Katie, that sounds like a personal problem. Maybe you ought to take care of that. Because what this Online Safety Act is an adult ID, an adult license requirement to use social media. The children are just the window dressing. And they're not telling you that yet. And the coverage of this, you know what's wild? The coverage of this, you can't figure it out. It sounds like, well, it's not going to affect me. I mean, you know, they're just going to take social media accounts away from 16-year-olds and under. And, you know, you got to be an adult to have an account. And yeah, it's, you know, okay. Yeah, well, here's the problem. They're going to check everybody. And that means verifying your ID, your age, who you are before you can have a social media account. See the problem here? And guess what it starts with? It's the weirdest thing. The same thing that they just implemented at the airports. You don't have a real ID? Ah, face scan time, and we're going to charge you $45 for your face scan. You have to have a face scan to be allowed to continue using social media in Australia. And they say they want to do the same thing here. Why? They have got to tie your ID to your online accounts and your online accounts to your bank account. And this will make America China. Folks, this is so smart, the way they're doing this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.